In 2019, a crack comedian was sent to Westwood One UK to make podcasts. Trevor promptly escaped from the maximum security stockade to a West London studio. Today, still wanted by Tony Robinson, he survives as a soldier of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find him, maybe you can hire Trevor Feelgood. Welcome to the all-new Trevor Feelgood podcast.
Podcast for UK Radio Network UK. I can't get used to saying that. I'm so used to saying Westwood One UK. That is what I used to say when I was back in the old studio near Heart FM, gazing through the window at Amanda Holden when she was taking pictures for Instagram. But look, I'm wearing a new dress today. That's what she put on Instagram. And then she'd put a little funny clip from the show that, and there's Jamie Vings in laughing. It's very amusing. During Christmas, she put a picture up of her snugging Ashley Roberts underneath the mistletoe. It's in the bank. It'll never be deleted. So I got some correspondence from Sebastian saying he's enjoying the new format and we don't need any celebrities. They do too much nowadays, don't they? They're on the wheel with Michael McIntyre. They're dressing up in fancy dress and pretending they can sing. They're going on Taskmaster for the New Year's treat. But I did enjoy it when Shirley Ballas was on. Oh, I still would. I still would. You don't have to be my nan, but I still would. I went on the Twitters this morning and asked the people of the Twitters, you can ask me anything you like. They've put their answers down and I'll be reading them out later in the show. Now we've got a new feature on the show, which is Trevor's What's to Film. Trevor's What's to Film. I watched the new James Bond film with Daniel Craig, the final one with Daniel Craig, called No Time to Die, which does sound a little bit like one of those new titles they have for Die Hard films. No Time to Die Hard, Alan Rickman in the Chakadami Plaza going, oh, Mr. Sakagi will not be joining us for the rest of his life. And then he tries to do American accent, doesn't he? And he goes, oh no, you're one of them. That's not how Americans speak, Alan. It's a good film, the James Bond film. It's a bit quippy. It's a bit like James Bond's turned into Iron Man. Anything that happens, he's got a little one-liner for it. There's a bit where he's got his watch and he puts it up to a man's eye and his eyes blow up. And he says to Q, I've just shown someone your new watch. He thought it was mind-blowing because he blew his brains out. He's very funny, isn't he? And Hugh Dennis is in it. I was like, is that Hugh Dennis? And they have a little scene where they're in an office. I was like, have I switched on the right film? This doesn't feel like a Bond film. Because Phoebe Waller-Bridge wrote it. And during the film, James Bond does lots of looks to camera. Like, oh, what's going on here? I'm gonna have to fight this man. And stuff like that. And, oh, I'm going to have to shag this woman. I like to work in MI5. But maybe just making teas and just talking to the spies. Oh, what did you do? Have you been in the Bahamas, have you? Oh, how many ladies did you shag? Two! Ah, yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, what did I do? I made some chetley. Yeah. Did you like a chetley? No, you don't want a chetley. What did you want? Yorkshire tea for Yorkshire people. Oh, all right, okay. Are you from Yorkshire? I could tell from your accent. Can I do a Yorkshire accent? No, I can't mind. It's like that film Spy with Jason Statham. I've said that because I can't say the actress's name. I can't get it right. Mr. McCarthy. Is that right? What's her first name? Miz. No, it's not Miz. Not Paul McCartney's wife. Paul McCartney's ex-wife. Linda McCartney. Now come. Melissa McCarthy. There we go. still haven't watched the other episodes of Round the World in 80 Days, you can watch them all on iPlayer. I don't work for them. Finishing the series halfway through. It's called Round the World in 80 Days. It's not called Round the World in 40 Days, is it? I'm going to stop in the middle. I don't even know if they stop. I haven't got to that far yet. I don't know where they stop. Limitless win. Epic win. Not epic win with Joe Lysep. I used to love that. I've said it before on the podcast when he used to be with Alexander Armstrong. And they'd do a You Bet thing. It was like You Bet. They pretended it wasn't. It was. And they'd go, oh, you can do this. And then he'd go, epic win. And did you get on telly, Joe Lysep? I can do a Peter Dixon impression. Oh, I can do an Alan Rickman impression. And now do your Alan Rickman impression. How dare you? How dare you, sir? Anyway, Limitless win. It's a bit complicated. I don't know what was going on with it.
Hello and welcome to number one, the maths quiz that simply everyone is talking.
You have like how many puppies in how many puppies in 101 Dalmatians? So you go, there's at least 7 in them. So you put your answer as 7 in, and it goes, let's see how far you were wrong. So it's a bit like Pointless as well. And it goes, ba-doom, 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 boom! Oh, you were almost right. How many away were you wrong? And then how many away you were wrong, it removes the lives. It goes, ba-doom, 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 boom! You've lost 14 lives. And you've got another button we can bank. That's from The Weakest Link. It's wrong, isn't it? They replace Anne Robinson on The Weakest Link with Ramesh Ranganathan. And he can't even wink because he's got a wonky eye. Then they have another round and they say, how many husbands has Katie Price had? And you go, must be in the 40s now, isn't it? Yeah, anything about that? Yeah, 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 I put a 40. They go, oh, let's have a guess. Boo-doo, 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 boo-doo. It was 61. Oh, I forgot about the cross-dressing cage fighter. We always forget about him. Yeah, I remember Peter Andre, obviously, yeah. I will not watch The Masked Singer. Maybe for Davina McCall's dresses. That's the only reason I might watch it for. It's stupid. They go, oh, who's singing underneath the thing? We don't know. And then Jonathan Ross goes, oh, I think it might be Jeanette Cranky. It's not Jeanette Cranky, obviously, is it not? Stop doing stupid guesses. Oh, I think it might be Vladimir Putin. It's not Vladimir Putin underneath the mask, is it? He's not the badger. Who was it the other night? I watched the first one. I won't watch the whole episode. Gloria Hannaford was one the other night. It's like, what? I'll never guess that. I did see another one and I reckon it's Tim Vine. Oh no, I'm part of the problem, aren't I? Now I'm trying to guess. I think one of them is Tim Vine. So, I was going to buy some art. I thought I was going to buy a painting of something. And I thought I'd ring up Damien Hirst. And I said, Damien Hirst, Damien Hirst, could you paint my house for me? Now, not the inside of it. I mean, could you paint me a picture of it? Oh, yeah. So I went down to his old lock-up garage. And I go in there. And he's cut a shark in half. I was like, what are you doing? So it depicts life and death. And so I said, no, I wanted a painting on my wall of my house. What is that? You're going to put it in what? Formaldehyde? No, you don't put it in formaldehyde. Can you just paint me a picture, please? Maybe you're Tracy Emin's cleaner and you came in and you said you should tidy up. Tidy up my bedroom. That was worth £1 million. They'd be like, oh, sorry. Sorry, that's right. I thought I'd throw all this shit out that was on your floor. Now I've got to do it again now. Got to put heroin needles on the floor and old tampons and stuff like that. I haven't seen it. I never saw the unmade bed. Let's look at Twitter. That's a jingle for that bit. Someone has asked me, how long do you think you'll be doing this podcast for? That is James in London. I don't know. I thought by now I would have given up doing it. All the comedians are doing podcasts now, aren't they? Everyone wrote books at Christmas. There's a lockdowns, but there's no lockdowns anymore. I don't think anyone needs a podcast anymore, do they? I do a live stream on a Wednesday and I do a podcast with AMJ, Mark Credland and Paul Stingy. and the Living the Dream podcast that comes out on Saturday. So I have to come up with a lot of stuff. I talk a lot of shit in a week, and it's really destroying my mental health. So, is Trevor Feelgood your real name? It's not. Well, my real name is actually Trevor Philip Good. And when I went on stage, I thought, oh, Trevor Feelgood, isn't it? Because it'll make the ladies feel good and stuff like that. Because when I was first doing comedy, I was trying to find a lady. And I'm still trying to find one. Is there any ladies available who want a bit of Trev? Please get in touch on the usual number. 0811 811 811 811 811. Oh, well, that's the phone number for Live and Kicking. Trevor, do you have any pets? That is from Jane in Middlesex. I do have some pets. I have a dog called Zuma. You know, from Paw Patrol. You know, the dogs that run a fire agency. They don't do it really well. I think most of the time, the health and safety are going around going, you're letting dogs put out fires with paws? It used to be called Milfy, but then I was told I should change it. But, well, there's one we're calling a dog Milfy. He likes the older bitches as well. A bitch is a female word for a dog. I used to have my old dog Chester. Because that means bosoms. Or Dally's. He was a left-wing dog. Because like when they had elections on and stuff, he would bark at all the Tory candidates when they walked past. So he knew evil. The other day I built a coffee table. It took 3 hours. Swore in 2 different languages, 3 cups of tea, and a screwdriver, and 1 missing bit. There's a bit missing bit on one of the drawers. If Sebastian was here, he'd say, "Have you got a screw loose?" He'd say something funny like that. Should I bring Sebastian back? Should I? Everyone loved him, didn't they? There's a fan page on Facebook for Sebastian from the Trevor Feelgood podcast. Everyone's trying to work out what he looks like. You will never know what he looks like. We can go on his actual Facebook page. He won't add me. So no one came up to me and said, I want to be your producer. Maybe I could do like a shiny floor show for BBC One. Let's pick Trevor a producer. Or call it The Producers. Or be like Alan Sugar on Your Apprentice, isn't it? Then he does his one-liners. They're so funny, aren't they? The one-liners. Ah, in this boardroom, you're not furloughed, you're fired. He's so funny, isn't he? His one-liners. How'd you come up with them, Alan? How'd you come up with them? No, how'd you come up with them? Right, first week, they all go around and sell stuff. And there's a big mouth person that goes, yeah, I can do everything. Great, I am. He's getting fired first. He's off. Then they do one abroad and have to try and sell things in a different country. I think the one on next week, they've got an inventor toothbrush. But when they sort of do these things, you never see these products on the market afterwards, do you? They said, oh, we've sold 500 units, have you? I've not seen your toothbrush. Wasn't there Pants Man or something that was on one of the series? I never saw him again. Reggae sauce. Oh, no, hang on a minute. That's Dragon's Den. And then they have the bit where they have the interview, and then they find out that the person that you thought was really competent is actually shit. Then they have put on a big event, and then Alan Sugar picks the one he fancies. But you say that, and in Australia, Ross Noble won the celebrity version. So Alan's got some weird tastes. Or maybe because he's got long hair, he thought it was a woman. Maybe. So anyway, this has been the Trevor Feelgood Podcast for UK Radio Network UK. Thank you much for listening. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. Please follow me on TikTok. Facebook, Twitters, Instagrams, LinkedIn, YouTube, and anywhere else I am on. And if someone else is pretending to be me, please tell me. Because I've seen the Trevor Feelgood 2 on TikTok with my face and then putting silly videos up. I've seen it. I know it's you, Graham. I know it's you. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. And I finished with... And Jamaica! Bye-bye.